He's all grown up now and he stars in motion pictures by Christopher Nolan. He is in Dunkirk. The fans are going crazy for Harry Styles. I just received a tweet on Twitter saying, Al, would you mind not talking over the music? It's not the 80s anymore. But it's so fun. It makes me feel like a real radio DJ. It's my favourite thing to do. I do it too much. I'm sorry, I'm going to stop. In fairness, you were right. Sometimes the well, not sometimes, always the listeners, right? Pamela, are you there? Yeah. I love Pamela. That's Pammy, my producer. How are you today?
Grand, right? Mighty, it's Friday.
Looking forward to the weekend?
Yes.
Yeah, I do that too much, don't I?
I'm a bit manic today.
I do it too much, don't I?
I know,
but I am learning.
If you were DJing back in the 80s, people would really be giving out to you because we used to record songs off the radio and you would hate when the DJ came in, spoke over at the start of the end of the song.
I know, I'm sorry, it's a bad habit. Anyway, I thought, seeing as it's Friday, we would do something light, something fun, and I was searching around going, oh, Jesus, what are we going to do on the show today? What do we talk about? And then, as if by, I don't know, what divine intervention, I got an email from a Sinead faithful, so I thought that was certainly divine, from Cork, who is currently in Killarney, and she told us all about this random act of kindness that she's experienced. It sounded like something that just wouldn't happen nowadays, so I thought we'd talk to her. Sinead, how are you getting on?
Hi, Al. Hi, Pam. How are you?
We're very good. There's Pam.
Hi.
How are you?
Sinead, how are you getting on?
Great. How are you?
I'm very good. Now, Sinead, you texted us yesterday. Remember, we were doing Car Kitchen Canteen.
Yeah.
And you were on the road to Killarney in the Volkswagen.
I'm in the kitchen, yeah. And I was like, I'm in the car today in the Volkswagen and I want to boast that I'm on holidays.
Is it a camper van type thing?
Yeah, it's a Volkswagen, just like Pam's. And it's yellow and it's really lovely.
Oh, I love it. It's very kind of 70s vibe there then, Sinead. Yeah.
It's a 1976 van, so it's 43 years old. Yeah.
And you've been a vintage car enthusiast or something? Or
we have a vintage Mini as well, and so we like our vintage cars.
Yeah,
we love vintage cars. We like new cars too. I wouldn't say no to a new car, but I like vintage cars.
Well, I don't have one to give away. So you and your husband Keith, you're from Cork, but you were going down to Killarney and all that.
Yeah.
And am I right in saying that, is there a baby in the mix here? Or?
There's a baby on its way, yeah.
That's so exciting. Is that your first?
It's our first, yeah. So it's exciting, but scary.
Do you want to know the sex, or are you going to mystery?
No, I'm just happy it's going to be just the one, and that's the main thing.
Yeah. Because we did a call earlier in the week about gender reveal. Have you ever heard about this?
Where
where people do, like, people get piñatas, and then a woman was on the phone who makes them, and you hit them, and you bash it, and then it comes out with pink confetti or like blue confetti, depending on. You're not going to do that anyway.
No, that's a bit crazy.
You're not going to paint the Volkswagen blue or pink one day and drive it home. It's a boy.
He might, but he would kill me.
Now, Sinead, at the moment there's people listening to the radio going, why are those two people just catching up?
Yeah,
we're not old friends. Tell us what happened.
Okay, so we're in Killarney, and we went to this place called Killarney Brewery Company.
Mm.
And so it's new. It's been a brewery for 2 years, and they just told us when we were in there that they just started serving food last week. So we got pizza, because I love pizza, and my husband loves beer, so it was a great combination. So we went in, and he tried a couple of beers. They have a couple of different types, and I just, sampled, sipped one or two just to try them out. And you see, you can't drink when you're pregnant, so I was just sipping them.
And you're showing, presumably.
Yeah, I'm a bit big, yeah. So these two American women came over. Now, my husband spotted them, but he kind of people watches anyways, whereas I'm in my own bubble. I just get on with whatever I'm doing. So he spotted them and, just saw them. They came over to us and they just said, hi, we just wanted to come over and just chat to you. And I just genuinely thought they were going to give out to me for drinking, sampling beer when I was expecting. I said, oh God, I'm in for it now, So they just said, we just noticed that you're so happy in love and we want to wish you all the best with the baby. And we were like, oh wow. And they said, we were there at one stage and we just know what it feels like and it's lovely and you look so happy. We were looking at each other saying, do we? And they just said, we just want to let you know that we've paid for your meal and your drinks and enjoy the rest of your holiday. And we were like, genuinely,
they paid for your meal?
They paid for our meal. We couldn't believe it. I know, it's crazy. So we just wished them all the best in their holiday in Ireland in Killarney and told them to have a lovely time. And they were just you know, laughing at us. Cause
that's
we were
incredible. So they actually went and just saw you two and went, ah, God love them. Look at them. They look so in love and they've got a baby and paid for your meal.
Paid for our meal. Now, my husband said afterwards, if he had only known, he'd have had 10 more
cookies. Sinead, that's incredible. That is such a kind thing for those people to do.
It really, honestly, now I nearly cried. It was so nice. It's never happened to me. And there's so much bad stuff going on. And it was just so nice to have something lovely. So when we went up to the bar, we explained to the guy, you know, we said, you know, these two American ladies came over and they said they paid for our meal. He's like, I know, it's incredible, isn't it? And we're like, wow, it's just amazing.
Wow.
So it just, you know, we were on high for the night. We had such fun. And
well,
we just
can imagine.
All the way home to the camper van.
Pamela, my producer, was saying to me that you probably intend on paying it forward, giving the good karma away.
No, we're going to do it, definitely. Yeah, I think it's such a lovely idea. You know, karma is a good thing and it goes around and I'm definitely going to pay it forward and going to do it sometime to some random couple or some random person and just make their day, because it really genuinely made our holiday.
Oh, wow. Well, do you know what, Sinead? Yeah. It's a beautiful story. I'm going to send you a little Al's pal that you can have for the new baby.
Oh, thank you. I'll call it Al if it comes out a boy. Oh,
well, there you go. You have no choice now. You can't escape.
My husband's face just dropped.
It's okay. I won't hold it against you. So long as I just get the call in 12 years for Godfather or something, or for, not Godfather, you know, the one at the confirmation sponsor. Sinead, thank you so much. Have a great time, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
See you later. Bye. Well, isn't that a fabulous story? Is that just such a nice Friday story? I'd love to hear more stories like that. If you've ever been on the receiving end of a random act of kindness, or perhaps you were on the giving end, let me know on 53102. The Coronas are on the way on Today FM. Al Porter, Today FM.